Good afternoon, good afternoon. You're listening to Radiance by Design here on BBS Radio. BBS Radio, it's a voice around the world that talks to you about consciousness, spirituality, and your own power. My show, I'm Veronica Entwistle. My show is all about we, being vibrational vehicles of light, can learn to use our awareness of our vibrational selves and radiate more consciously into the world, thereby reducing our response to turmoil and being able to manifest everything you want all in a heartbeat. That might seem a little bit positive, but never mind. What we're going to do, and I work with a stable of guides and angels, what they call a coalescence of beings. They like to work in a very large and apparently a fairly movable realm of consciousness. And when we work with them, they teach us a great deal, as if they're a library, a floating essence library, telling us many, many points of view about what it's like on our planet and what we are and where we're limited and how we can unlimit ourselves. So talking with my guides and angels recently, they began to teach us a kind of a structural system. And the structural system, and I'm going to teach it to you, some of you have already been listening and you already know all about it, but we need to practice it. But this structural system is vibrational, and it uses sacred geometric form, and it uses our consciousness and our ability to use our mind as a sculpting tool, and our perceptions to bring in the colors and awarenesses, and our feelingness to know when we've got the shape right, you know. How do you know you got the shape right? Because you can feel it buzzing, turning, expanding, contracting in and around your body, mind. But it literally creates a styling, a force of styling for how your energy goes into the world. And then when we learn to do these kinds of things like structures or calling in the seven directions or various other techniques for really calling in energy in the world, you actually are a contributor in human consciousness. Because human consciousness tends to run itself over and over again. It tends to be kind of an ocean of thoughts and feelings and other reactions, and has the potential to be a kind of a limiting force where we run these thoughts and feelings and we can't seem to break free. So it's a style where you can actually become more authentic, more true to the essence of your being and the journey of your soul, and not quite as empathic or not quite as sponge-like as far as taking in all of the collective thoughts and feelings that have existed forevermore. Now that's a lot of preamble, isn't it? So let's get to work today. Oh, I really want you all to call in too. We're going to talk a lot today about messages, looking at how you see things in your life. What are you seeing out there? Did you just see an eagle swoop by? That's a message. How do you read the messages in your life? We're going to start playing with that. We started to talk some weeks ago. I say started because this is kind of an infinite subject. We talked about how change is a foundational principle of really strong spirituality. And this is a part of all that, of talking about how when we read the messages of what's playing out in our life and what comes to us, it's really, and what signs they are, and what it's like. You can tell an awful lot about your life, the essence of your being, what kind of promptings you're getting, and how to kind of expand and move into harmony or greater accord with all that is. I didn't use the word God because I believe, first of all, I have my own beliefs about God, Mother, Father, God, God, Goddess, all that is. But I believe also, no matter how you cut it, there's this great universal energy, and as we become really attuned to both ourself, our authenticity, and the wonder of divinity, we can actually create and manifest in a very magical and almost a divine kind of way. So when I see all it is, I think of God. And you can use those terms any way you want. And what we're trying to learn to do is tap that force within ourselves and become the creative, amazing vehicles that we hear about on The Secret. Or those of us who have been studying metaphysics for a very long time have heard about for a very long time. You've got power within, and we're going to create some of it from without and we're going to have some fun while we're at it. So, once again, I'm going to say to you, let's create some structures. And these are vibrational structures. They're a kind of a meditation, and they're really going to enhance both your ability to be a contributor into the world and also your ability to manifest. Are you ready? Who out there doesn't want to manifest a little more swiftly and a little more profoundly and a little more thoroughly? I bet you're all manifesting like mad. I'm going to get you to call in later and tell me what you've been manifesting and how it shows up. So let's take a deep breath. Oh, and close your eyes. Always remember to take a deep breath before these things, because as a lot of you know, that breath detoxifies the body and loosens things up. And next thing you know, ta-da, you're really in touch with the essence of your being, and you've separated from a lot of that collective consciousness. I call it sludge, which I suppose is disrespectful, but that collective consciousness which sometimes runs our brain instead of us running our brain. Remember, the brain is a tool. The brain is a computer. It's not your mind, and it's not your intelligence and who you are. And we want to reprogram it so we can be creative, vibrational vehicles of light. So now we've taken a deep breath. Let's do it again a few times. Good. And the first thing I always like to do is, in the name of Mother, Father, God, and the Christing, or whomever you pray to, let's call in our guides and angels. And let's call in our connection to our higher selves. Good. And that everything we do is for the highest good of all concerns. Okay, let's create a structure together. Guides say, let's focus about a mile and a half above your head, where you create there a beautiful golden ball. Oh my, it's radiant. A golden ball about a mile and a half above your head, and one that's about 10 feet below the base of your spine. And now from the upper ball, down through your spine and into the lower ball, create a filament of light. It's a radiant white light. Maybe I see some gold and some greenish noble gas stuff coming off it. And then around your waist, create a series of golden balls, perhaps at an 8-foot radius away from your body. A huge series of golden balls. It's a wonderful circle. And now from the upper ball, from the upper golden ball a mile and a half above your head, drop many, many, many radiant pink strings of light. Many, many, many radiant pink strings of light that go down to the circle of balls around you. And they radiate and they shine and they're really, really sparkly. That's it. And they're beautiful. And as you begin to drop them from that top ball to the circle, you feel their radiance in this kind of canopy you've created. And now from the circle of golden balls to the lower golden ball, the lower half of your canopy, drop many, many radiant pink strings of light. Good. Not the kind you put on the Christmas tree. These are little filaments of light threads. Wonderful. So now you're in a structure. And now whilst you're in the structure, create an etheric crystal ball, and it touches the insides of your structure. That's it. And now you see this beautiful crystal ball around you, and you can feel the feminine energy. It's a different charge, isn't it? It's a much different feeling. It's a womb. It's a vibrational womb. And now there you are inside of that in a double tetrahedron, and that's a three-sided pyramid pointing upwardly and a three-sided pyramid pointing down, and you're in it. It's diamond shape, and you're inside of it. Get yourself all comfortable. Are you standing or sitting? That's up to you, isn't it? And now let's spin it. Spin the double tetrahedron. Spin it. And you know I can actually feel dizzy when I'm in it sometimes. Spin it and spin it and spin it. And as it keeps spinning, see yourself, see a great screen in front of you. It's like a magical screen. And on that screen, place images, place little movies of everything you want to create right now. This is your manifestation screen. You know, personal evolution, health, financial, great sex, all of those things that you're looking for, evolution, the dynamic changes in your working world, books you want to write, dances you want to dance, see yourself, feel yourself spinning there in the tetrahedron and experiencing yourself in these alive movies of your dreams. Excellent. Seeing myself harmonize some dissonance, some difficulties with people that have come up. Healing images of people that you love and people that are ill. You've got the ideas. And see yourself manifesting and manifesting these. Now on your own, you might take a couple of minutes to do it. 2 minutes, 10 minutes. It's quite a meditation. Wonderful. And when you're ready, come back into center. And is your tetrahedron still spinning? Mine was beginning to get wobbly. It could almost stop, but it was wobbling like a top when it starts to settle down. And sometimes mine stays spinning. So what's happening with yours? It's a wonderful thing, and I found that recently it seems to enhance the rate at which I manifest quite well. And we'll talk about that in a few moments. I'm going to give the numbers. What I'd like to do with you as you call in, don't just call in and say, oh, I've just met somebody. Is it going to work? I don't really want to do that kind of psychic work, even though I'm a pretty darn good psychic, you know. I want to do evolutionary work with you. If you want to phone in for a mini reading about your life and so on, I'd love to work with you and change the energy, because where the energy is stuck in your body is where you reduce your ability to manifest. So if we run into our patterns, you can rest assured that that is a message about the way your body-mind is holding old reactions and so on. You always have money problems. Ask yourself where it is in your body and then change it and so on. So if you call in with a question about relationships or about money or about your soul purpose, where you're headed in life, what's limiting you, what's beyond it, you know, about visions and so on, I love it, but I always give you some direction on what you have to do, because guess what? We all have to do the work, don't we? Here are the numbers. The numbers are 877-876-5227. That's here in the U.S. Now, if you're in Canada, that used to be my home, and now I'm living in the States, so call me from Canada, 888-810-8322. I'll repeat the U.S. one, 877-876-5227 from anywhere in the U.S. From Canada, 888-810-8322. And then from anywhere else, I think, in the universe, it's 530-876-3222. I really look forward to your calls. It's really fun to talk about it and get your point of view and what you think about, for example, change being one of the most fundamental operative principles of a strong spiritual life. What do you think about that? What do you think about messages? Do you see messages in your life? What happens to you when you go through your day and you keep getting turned down, or you see an eagle swoop by? Do you take that as a message? Because it is a message, isn't it? Where does the message come from? It comes from your higher self. It comes from spirit. And it's actually an interaction or a reflection of the energy fields in your body mind, because none of us is really separate. We're involved in a very huge, expansive, multidimensional energy system. Each one of us walks that way. And that ego that you just saw is a part of your energy field. It's really talking to you. I just looked up ego, in fact, and it's wonderful. We've moved to Bellingham, Washington, and we've got a couple of huge trees in the front yard, and both Bob and I are really delighted that we've been seeing eagles just sort of diving the car at times when I'm driving and I'm thinking about something, or I'm talking to somebody on the phone about an issue. All of a sudden, an eagle comes down and dives right almost over the car. All right, so it says here, if you've pulled this symbol, the ego reminds you to take heart and gather courage, for the universe is presenting you with an opportunity to soar above the mundane levels of your life. I always thought the ego was the healer, like the phoenix rising to the, rising from the flames. This is the power of recognizing this opportunity may come in the form of a spiritual test. And being astute, you may recognize the places within your soul, personality, emotions, or psyche that need bolstering or refinement. Again, this is messages from yourself. When you see something like that, and you know that you're having an opportunity to move up above the mundane levels of life, you're probably going to discover that you have some stoppers. You see? Have you ever seen that? Like, take a look right now. Here's an opportunity you get to move above the mundane aspects of your life. What happens in your body when you say that? What happens? Do you feel like you're being pulled on from the belly area? Do you feel like your nose gets tight? Those are messages from you showing where you hold the energy that prevents you from going where you want to go. All right. Let's see. Funny, I've just gone blank. It says, in learning to fiercely attack your personal fear of the unknown, the wings of your soul will be supported by the ever-present breezes, which are the breath of the Great Spirit. So anyway, let's go back to talking about manifestation and creation and change. So what is it you want to change in your life, and how do you want to do it? Let's also learn that one of the things about change is, if we want to change, for example, our manifestation or how we're going to live in life, sometimes what you have to do is find out what's going on in your body. So, for example, I already said this when we were talking about egos. For example, if you don't think you've made enough money or you're making enough money or you feel that I'm going to look at some people out there. Okay, you feel that you're a healer, and a lot of times healers have been wounded, and that's why they step out of the third-dimensional reality, and we become very astute about what's in the unseen or so on. And a lot of times healers don't make very good money because we seem to stumble around, or we seem to feel unbalanced on the earth plane, or we reject it, okay? So I'm watching someone out there who's got a really strong healing energy, very powerful, soft, but extremely successful healing energy. It's a woman that I'm looking at, and I see that you feel like, it's like I watch you, you don't make very much money, and you feel this hopelessness about being kind of too airy-fairy and really unable to make money, and oh golly, isn't that what healers are really like? Now when I look at your body, I say, okay, where is that in her body? Because that's a program. We're like computers. We have these reactions in there, and they run. They play out in our lives. Oh, my goodness, they're stuck in the subconscious. And then they play out in your life over and over again, and you think that's who you are. But this person is probably an Aquarian. It's very much an air person. And this person I'm looking at, you're very beautiful, and you really are very frustrated. You're probably in your 40s, and you might be a little older, but you appeared at looking 40s. And then the thing that I'm seeing here is that deep within on the base chakra and the second chakra, and for those of you who don't know your chakras, these are energy centers that run like computer chips. They run aspects of your life. They're programmed by a number of reactive experiences, whether it's from other lives or this life or from genetics or your lineage. So what I'm seeing here is this person has a huge restriction in the first and second chakra. And the first chakra is your material relationship to life and your lust, your base animal instincts, your lust for life, your attraction for wealth. And the second chakra, at least for me, the orange one, the belly area, is the housing of your subconscious and the influences that have made you what you are, your mom, your dad, again, your lineage, your sexuality, the exchanges you've made with all kinds of people in your life. And I see this person is kind of frozen around the lower belly area, and it's imprinted right in her base chakra that she has to be etheric and she cannot be grounded and she cannot be financially successful because somehow she has to stay disconnected from that. So I'm going to look at you and say, okay, let's do a reading on you, and let's have everybody at home join in while we do an energy exercise on releasing that kind of financial limitation. Now, maybe that is too specific for you, that you're listening and that isn't really you. I still want you to call up in your body, mind, emotional self. Sometimes you want to ask for your guides and angels too to come in and help. And call up in your body, mind, emotional self all the energy that comes from your reaction to wealth or money. I mean, it's a huge one. How many metaphysicians, how many people you know that are struggling with money? I want you to call it up and feel it in your body. Feel it. And where is it congested in your body? This is where your messages are. They're really strong. Now, I'm watching a whole bunch of you. Some of you have it right up in the solar plexus, the power area. Somebody's got it in the heart, right in the chest. Almost like you have a huge grief around money. That's because something happened when you were about 10 years old. And that grief around money came from a sort of like a belief that said, you know, good people don't have money because people who have money are bad people. Now, that isn't the truth. That's a reaction, isn't it? So it doesn't matter where it is in your body, but I want you to call it up and feel it and really exaggerate it. And let's go back to my wonderful healer woman. We're calling up yours, and there's a coldness with yours. The one who has it in the heart has a kind of a strange heat with it. Pay attention to those qualities as well. They tell you a lot. I mean, the coldness is like you're just really not alive with it, are you? The one that's got the heat is like she's passionately rejecting it. Those are different, aren't they? So your messages are different than mine. They're a little like fingerprints or soul prints, aren't they? So I'm watching a plethora, a huge expanse or a huge spectrum of different reactions to money from a lot of you out there. So I want you to call it up and exaggerate it. Again, call it up and exaggerate it. I want to feel it all. I often say to my friends, I jump up and down and go, okay, bring it all up, all of it. Come on, bring it all up. And it makes me laugh, but it works too. So call it up and exaggerate it and feel it. Look at your feet. Some of you have got a lot of stuff happening in your feet. Okay, so let's command total release of that energy now. Total release of that energy now. Feel it sloughing off your body like a snakeskin. Good work. And did you feel it move a little? Now, that's not good enough, because what we're going to do now is bring in the golden light. Let's see, a golden light, or we can call a light gargle. I like that one, too. If we're going to use the golden light, we're going to hold our hands up in the air and ask to feel and experience a golden stream of light. And then I want you to swish it through your body, send it up through your spine, right up through your body, and right up through your head. Excellent. Now you're wishing yourself out with light. You know what? If you change that pattern, I would really like some feedback from those of you who are out there listening. If you can change that pattern in your body mind, you will change how you manifest your rapport with money. It's really startling. And using your body as a system of messages, that's also really, really a great way to find out what's blocking your manifestation. A lot of us have been dealing with a secret, and I know I've been talking about this off and on for weeks. And, you know, I also mentioned last week that I was so frustrated by the number of people, supposedly quasi-metaphysicians and healers and counselors and so on, that are dissing the secret because it's not everything it's supposed to be and blah, 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 and because what right do they have to charge more money and blah, blah, blah. I'm going, oh, come on, you guys. It's sending a positive wave through the world, and more people are now aware that they create the reality. They believe that. They're practicing it. So who are we to start dissing it for some detail or another? Let's pick on some other movies that are all violent and dreadful and teaching people how to murder and diss those ones for a while and let these ones be a unique presentation, a unique distribution and something that's literally sending a wave through that kind of soup of human consciousness that I was talking about. We have a lot to create on this planet. So now, there's another thing I want us to do, too, is call in the seven directions. And the reason for that, because it's simply another form. Let me see here what my notes say. It's simply another form of setting up a vibrational, it's kind of like, it's sort of like a vibrational barrier. Maybe we'll talk to this caller first, and then we'll get on with that. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good. Who am I talking to?
This is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Do you have a call? Do you have a question for me?
Yes. Regarding the blockage, I felt a slight relief.
Good.
And I felt what you were doing, but I wanted to make sure that that wasn't my imagination because I work on this daily.
Oh, you do?
And have for many years.
Is your blockage about money?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look at you. You actually have a really beautiful energy. Do you work with people a lot?
Yes.
Okay, are you a counselor?
I do it all for free and people all over the world, but I can't do anything for myself.
Well, isn't that kind of typical, hey? And you do it all for free. How do you sustain yourself?
Well, you know, whatever is necessary, not what I want, but what is necessary is always there, always. If you have trust and faith, it's always there. I'm just trying to get another penny.
You're trying to get another penny?
Yes, more than what is necessary, but it doesn't seem to work.
Why do you do it for free, my dear?
I haven't come to terms with that.
And how many years have you been doing this?
Oh, I was an animal healer maybe since the 70s, before the 70s.
And because you know what's really interesting is you have a wonderful light. You have this kind of really rolling, almost like blue sky with kind of rolling kind of white clouds in it. You have that kind of light in your upper torso, but there's an incredible tie-off between the upper and the lower. Do you know that?
Yes. I'm also very, very, very ill, and I'm trying to find a solution for the illness.
What's the nature of your illness?
It's acute intermittent porphyria that is, Western medicine says is untreatable and uncurable. Of course, I'm not paying any attention to that, but I'm the pain never leaves, and it's the highest level of pain known to any human.
And you've had it for a while?
Yes. It's they just diagnosed it about a year and a half ago. It's genetic blood and liver failure.
Oh, my. Let me just take a look here. And does it express itself in the lower half of your body?
Yes, it's actually, because it's involving the blood, it's in every cell of the body, but it's the abdomen area, and then it radiates from the abdomen.
I'm so sorry. I think, you know, you're doing some healing work on it, so let's do a little bit more. Shall we do that?
Yes.
What I'm seeing is almost like it's not a deadness, but there's a dead-looking, relatively dead-looking section of your abdomen and lower part of the body.
Yes.
So what I bet you're doing a lot of healing energy work with people, are you?
Yes. I have a very interesting case. They said that there was no possibility of hope on an acute gambler. And I have him coming to my home, that instead of him going to a rehab, I'm going to work on all levels. And I think it's going to be very exciting.
So you're working on him as part of your, because he's going to help you.
I believe that there was a reason for it, and it's going to be both of us helping one another.
Where do you live?
I moved to Santa Fe.
Okay.
And I run across the most interesting people all the time, and somehow I get involved in the healing. But even though I don't get money, whatever is necessary comes back and is balanced.
I'm going to ask to go into your body. I want to say this, is that it's, you're giving a great deal, but there's a part of you that's absolutely restricted against that. It's almost like a judgment of being a human being or something. You have a strong, strong inner restriction about being a human being. Are you
yes,
aware of that?
Yes, what my family did to me.
Yeah. That's the trouble with being a healer, isn't it? There's usually a bunch of that stuff that goes on at the past. And I want to say money-wise, that you, just a sec here, you have the potential, it's really restricted is the only thing. Let's see if we can undo this. What I was going to say is you have the potential to create a very vibrant financial base. I don't mean that you need to make $100,000 a year really by working hard in the physical plane, because obviously you can't, but I mean that's not really the kind of light you have. But you do have the kind of light that says that you could organize a good financial stream coming through you. But I see this incredible blockage, and it's right, what we were talking about is right at the waist, it's actually right at the waist. And
yes.
That probably covers, it covers your liver, and it covers the pancreas.
Yes,
too.
That's
the pancreas,
correct.
Right?
That whole area.
And the grief, you have a lot of grief in your lungs, you know that?
I have been involved in a vendetta for 20 years.
Oh.
And I have not been able to get away from it. I was meant to change family law. I do a lot of pro bono domestic violence and civil rights litigation.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a pro bono kind of girl, huh?
Yes.
Well, I want to say something. Okay, first of all, I want us to do some energy clearing. And I'm going to ask everybody at home, because all of us have the ability to run energy. And even when we just think it, it has an impact. And I want to see us calling in, asking spirit, and calling in a very high frequency. And I'm seeing here gold, orange, and kind of a silver white light that's coming in. I'm asking for those to come through because they want to unhook something that is tethering your energy flows around the waist. When I look at that, my feet go crazy. Do your feet bother you?
No, but I have your frequency. I'm feeling everything has entered my body, and they're communicating with me.
Good. Okay, so let's move the frequency through, and let's have, it's already touching your waist, isn't it?
I know.
Okay, so we're just going to hold people at home. In the name of the Christ, and don't do this without calling in a holy name, because you don't want to play with fiddly-dee. But let's call in all that energy for Anne that we can move. There you go. And we're going to move it through the perineum. You know where the perineum is, Anne?
No.
It's at the bottom of the torso between the legs. There's a piece of flesh there.
Okay.
It's called
okay.
The perineum. And for everybody at home, when you focus energy there, it's amazing how it loosens up the whole mapping of subtle energies that we hold in reaction. So we're going to focus there, and we're going to send some of this wonderful, those streams of light that are coming through. And your body's accepting them willingly. Do you
know
that?
I feel it.
Bless your heart. I just want to send this and just love you, because, of course, it's hard not to love people you're working with, isn't it, even if we don't know each other.
Well, but we're supposed to love everyone and receive it in return.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm seeing you receiving this beautifully, and I'm asking people at home, we're sending the light up through her body, because the body will take it till it's had enough. You want to, acupuncture works that way too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And we want to send enough to fill your tummy. It's a funny thing to say, but we want to send enough to really fill your tummy and actually to recharge your liver. The guides are saying in your heart. Those are the places that they're talking about the most at first. Yeah. And you have so much gifting to do on the planet, and yet you also deserve to have steady streams of income. Do you know that?
I know, but I can't seem to overcome that hurdle.
Well, we're trying to work on it right now, Anne.
Okay.
Because all it is a program, honey. All it is a program that your computer, you put that program in, and we're trying to help it soften so it can open. And just like you're letting the energy come in, we're going to now move our attention to the base of your spine. Okay, so now you have a kind of a knot in the base of the spine. Do you feel kind of bilious at times? And
yes,
kind of sickly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're moving into the base of her spine. And in the name of love, in the name of the Christing and expansion, we're holding, again, the golden light in the red chakra. What I'm seeing, Anne, is a knot that's kind of black and kind of a mustard color. And then we're trying to just love it and nurture it and radiate into it so that it will lighten up. There it goes. And we're pulling it out because you're just programmed not to, almost like if I'm a good person and I'm really spiritual, then I won't need to deal with money. And I'm saying to you, you have the ability to run a very soft and loving kind of stream of income that seems to come infinitely for you. And that doesn't mean you have to take it from every client. It means that you have an ability to run a stream of money. How's that?
It's wonderful, and I feel everything. I just feel absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
Are you
online?
Yes.
Good. I want you to email me, if you wouldn't mind, later and tell me how you're feeling, because I believe this. I can't diagnose and all that, you know that. But as I look at it, I go, I think you can rejuvenate your liver. I think you can keep things going for quite a while.
I do, too. And I've overcome what no one else has overcome in the medical profession. I can only receive help from those that are pure with pure intent and are spiritually evolved, and so many have not really worked on themselves.
But you know what's really interesting is that you've set up a contract with your own higher self and spirit, haven't you?
Yes.
To make sure that this, so that you become kind of an intricate weaving with that which is moving things forward. You're really here on the planet right now for a good reason.
Yes,
but
I know.
But the guides are saying, just you don't have to be poor, darling.
I'm so desperate to find a solution, but as you know, we can help everyone but ourselves. And I don't believe that anymore.
I've decided not to believe that. Can you decide not to believe that?
I'm trying very, very hard, and you should know how hard I'm trying.
I can see how hard you're trying, and you have a wonderful brain, and I just have to tease you and say your red chakra has this very vital kind of a reddish orange and some gold light in it, and it tells me that you have the ability to move that stream of money through with your own intention. It's just blocked at the waist. Now, that's moving right now, and I never know if it's going to stay because energy, like people, doesn't want to die.
Yeah.
So it wants to go back where it was, but it always goes back with less demand than it was originally. So I'm watching you going, you have the ability, Anne, and it's you have a beautiful ability to bring sunshine to many people, and that includes running financial abundance through your body.
I can't wait. I shall definitely email you later. And I'm going to stay in this space and see
what I can do
to work with it. And you've been simply marvelous.
Well, thank you. You've been marvelous, too. Thank you for being brave and calling us.
Absolutely.
And putting your work in the world.
Thank you
once again.
Bye-bye.
Many blessings. That's a very interesting thing because part of her challenge, and we all have these challenges, part of her challenge is to get her upper half to meet her lower half. We should have gone into the vendetta and so on, but we don't have that long on the air with each person. That would be a good subject maybe next week. But there's something about her journey which is going to ask for greater and greater integration at this time. And let's ask, and you've all participated, thank you very much, And let's ask Spirit to keep sending Anne enough energy and enough of these downloads to literally open that barrier between the upper and lower parts of her body, that she can stand just like you can, strong in her ability to manifest. My guides always say that 90% of our evolutionary path is about clearing. Clearing what? Clearing family of origin belief structures, old reactions. They can be cellular lineage. They're built into yourselves and so on. We can clear. We just have to clear and clear. When in doubt, clear. I say 95%. I think that's probably very, very accurate. Now, I was going to do the seven directions. This is another style. It's like the structure, and I'm going to do another structure at the end of this show. But the seven directions is another style of creating an energy rapport with all of life around you so that when you enter life, you're a contributor, and you're not just some kind of victim. And instead of entering the turmoil and becoming the turmoil, you have your way of guarding yourself and being attuned to your journey and the Earth's journey. You can actually feel this when you do it. So let's take a minute here and call in the seven directions. The first one, we start off, we face the east. Now, the east is the direction where wisdom comes, deep spiritual wisdom and intuition. So let's face the east and call in the presence of the spirits of the east, the spirits of our intuition, and our deep wisdom. Excellent. Can you feel a little vibration around you when you do? Now turn a half circle and face west. And as you face west, call in all the energy of, or call in the spirits of transformation. I often see a snake coming toward me when I call that in. You know, it's not really a snake, it's a vision of a snake, but the snake is very often a symbol of transformation, isn't it? Messages from snakes. Now turn a quarter of a turn to the south, and let's call in all the energy of healing, of warmth, of love. The spirits of the south bring compassion. Don't you feel a bit warmer? And then let's turn and face the north, another half circle. And let's call in the presence, let's call in the spirits of ancient wisdom, the kinds of wisdom that is cycling through our soul journey. And if we're lucky, we get its experience today, the wisdom that includes what? Sacred geometric forms, deep, deep, inexplicable understanding of the journey of the soul. Excellent. Now face your east again and drop to the ground, put your hands on the ground, and call in the awareness of the spirits of the earth. You know, I get rushing. I often call in Mother Earth Spirit saying, please today guide me that I will be in harmony with your rhythms. That isn't easy for me. Maybe it is for some of you. But it always helps me to do this. Now stand and raise your hands up into the sky. And we're praying for the spirit of Father Sky. And Father Sky meets Mother Earth and makes all things possible. And then finish by putting your hands on your heart, on your chest, cross your hands, and feel there the presence of your own love, now wrapped and surrounded by spirits. Isn't that wonderful? Now when you walk into the planet, when you walk into turmoil and so on, you will actually feel protected. I remember years ago, I was studying Christian Science for a while. I'd studied many, many styles of spirituality. But in the Christian Science, or the some of the New Thought, the originators of New Thought religions or spiritual practices, they often talked about if you really believe it, if you see it. For example, there were stories about London during the bombings and so on in Second World War. They were talking about how they'd say, there is no war, I'm a direct reflection of God, God is not at war, I am not at war, I am safe, blah, blah, blah. And their places wouldn't be bombed, and the places around them would be bombed. And, you know, it's really interesting, because they basically set up, like the seven directions, and like the structures, they basically set up with their thoughts and feelings and their expressions of that, they set up a kind of vibrational protection. Isn't that amazing? I thought it was kind of interesting years ago. Now I believe it firmly. As you believe, as you see, keep going. You can create what it is you want. Now let's see. I'm going to give the numbers one more time. See if you have, you only have a little bit of time left to call. So it's 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. 888-810-8322. That's in Canada. And anywhere else in the universe is 530-876-3222. One of my intentions in this show is to really think about attracting people around the world so that we have kind of a connection, a oneness, a consciousness that really has a terrific impact on the human thoughts and feelings soup that goes around the world that impacts our brain. So my intention is to guide and to use my guides and angels and myself and our light and our intention to actually shift some of the vibrations in that common consciousness that we all share. And as we think and as we present our awareness and as we shift, we do clearing and so on, we become kind of a community of consciousness which can actually change the world. So call in with what you're dealing with. Now, here's another thing. Here's another exercise that I like to do that my guides. Oh, I know what. I had another list of things. Remember, we were talking about looking at life and seeing the messages of what's going on. And now, when we talk about, for example, money, and we talk about the restrictions we have on our physical, mental, and emotional selves because of old reactions to money, okay, that's true for the planet as well. And the guides have been saying, you know what? There is an awful lot of change. There's a thing about power, of dominance, of economic control, and so on the planet, and that a lot of the systems are going to start shaking apart. And they really are, aren't they? So when you look at what's going on out there and you take that as a reflection of something to do with yourself, because each of us is a microcosm, well, let's do that right now. Let's take a look at what's been going on. So let me see, it's tax time. So we'll go back into the money thing and look at taxes. How many of you got all in a snit or all in a panic because you had to do your taxes? Let's feel in our body mind what that's all about. And now the whole tax thing, IRS thing, scares a lot of people, including me. I don't know about scaring. It just seems like it's a very patriarchal thing, which is deep in our subconscious. It's a dominant thing. It's like get it right or else. It's going to cost a lot. It's really hard to hide from it. So a lot of us get in there and really doing our taxes, and it's costing, and we're sweating, and we're scratching our heads, and so on. What happened to you? So let's call up all the energy of doing your taxes right now. Let's call up all the energy of the IRS in your body mind, or just taxes in your body mind. And what does it feel like? Oh, it's interesting for me. My arms got really weird. What's happening in your body? Some of you look like you're just crumpled from it. Some people are kind of, your chest is kind of pounding. The chest is, you know, courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love. Wow, there's a lot of conditions on this particular one, isn't there? And it's not just money. It's not, the tax thing is not just money. What else is it to you? Call it up again and let's just take a look. Yeah, it's really a lot about authority, isn't it? A lot of us who have physical problems, I don't really have physical problems right now, touch wood, but a lot of my clients do, a lot of the people that I talk to, a lot of where we have physical problems tells where in our bodies we're holding our programs about what? Money, about authority, about dominance, about greed, about poverty, about fear, whatever. So take a look at where you're holding the tax thing in your body. Now let's call in the guides and angels and ask for help. We need some help here because I can feel it just really registering a lot. There are a lot of you have it right in the chest. Isn't that interesting? Does it really assault your courage? Where do you get it, Bob? In the chest. There's a lot of people that do, actually. Does it assault your courage? or your ability to love? Do you feel like being hiding from it or whatever? I know you all paying your taxes. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we have deep feelings about it. We're programmed with our fears, so we'll call in the angels one more time and ask for help as we command total release of that energy now, total release of our programs about the taxes. Now, it's interesting to me because some of you, it's not moving an inch. Oh, I wonder why. Take a look at your body. Remember, these are energetic programs. And if you can change your, if you can feel where your fears are or where your constrictions are, you can actually change your well-being and your health and so on. So one more time, let's call it up. Text, text, text time, April 15th. All right. Okay, exaggerate that. I got it in my arms, which is how you give and receive. Well, that makes sense. That's almost a cliche, isn't it? But a lot of you have it in the chest and in the solar plexus. Solar plexus is where you hold power. So exaggerate it. Exaggerate where it is. Exaggerate it. And ask for help from the guides and angels. And let's command total release of that now. Total release. Some of you have got it in the shoulders. I can see it now. It's I want to laugh, but it's not actually funny. It's just that we're such amazing filing cabinets, and it's wonderful to see that so you know exactly where it is, because then you can change it. So let's command total release of that energy now. And you feel it kind of slowly moving off your... Good. Some of you really dumped it well. Somebody's got it held right in the kidneys and the liver. You feel it constricting right across the middle of your body. You've got to really look at that. This is a great way to clear so you can heal yourself. Now command total release of it now. And now let's imagine this cyclone, and it's kind of red and yellow and purple, and it's just like spinning and whirling and spinning and whirling. And have that be your gargle, your light gargle. And have it run through your body, spinning, whirling, spinning, whirling, spinning, whirling, all the way through your body. I want you to make sure you get your liver cleaned out with it, too. Send it into your liver, which is on the right side, for those of you who don't know. Yeah. And whirl it and clean it and whirl it and clean it and whirl it and clean it. Now swish it through your body and right into your heart. Okay, and some of you have to do it, well, everybody do it, through the lungs. Good work. And up through the throat and into your head. Because whenever you do one of these clearing exercises, you want to set up a light gargle. Good work. And now you take that light gargle and you run it round and round and round and round your body. Now, you're not going to call in, apparently, so that's okay. What we're going to do now is a final structure, and then I'm going to say goodbye. So here's the final structure, and let's call in. Let's relax. Relax. And my reminder, where the guides are reminding me to remind you, is that in your clearing, use that technique. Pick something that's going along in front of you. Pick something that you see and see what it represents to you. Ask your body what it represents. So if there's something like, there's things like terrorism out there in the news, right? So if you go into your body and ask to feel all the energy of the terrorist in you, how you are a terrorist or how you have a terrorist, or even just saying all the energy of terrorism in you, and then you build it up and until you're aware of where it is in your body, and then command total release, you're actually working with the message that's out there, going inside and doing some clearing, and that steps us out of being totally immersed and enmeshed with that social consciousness that just flows around us without too much consciousness or too much awareness. So, let's do a final structure. And now I want you to close your eyes. If they're not already closed, take a couple of breaths. And call in the awareness of a golden ball about a mile and a half up above your head, and a golden ball below your spine, and a series of balls around your waist, and they're about 8 feet in radius away from your body. Then from the upper ball down to the series of balls, see many, many radiant pink strings. And from the series of balls to the bottom ball below your spine, many, many pink strings. So you're in a bit of a structure like a canopy above and a canopy pointing below. And inside of the structure, with its edges touching the inside of your structure, a great etheric crystal ball. Feel the presence of that ball. And notice, I want you to pay a special attention to the kind of energy that you're in when you're in that ball. And now inside of that, you have the double tetrahedron. That's a three-sided pyramid pointing upwardly and a three-sided pointing down. What color is your tetrahedron? I keep getting gold, and sometimes mine's made of wood. I don't know why that is. Probably because we have a few little constructions around the house like that. Except that I feel like it's also gold. But you can tell me what you feel like it is. And now have that tetrahedron spin, and you're spinning too. You're spinning and spinning and spinning. And whilst you spin, look at the screen in front of you. And on that screen, you want to place all the images of what it is you want to manifest in your life. You want to manifest the healing of old programs, for starters, don't you? Let's see for Anne, the healing of your porphyry. And let's see the healing of your financial separation from the human consciousness, which is basically what you wanted to do. And what are your healing needs? Any of you, self-love, self-forgiveness, creative expression, what is it you want to put on this screen? And remember the number of ways you can use your senses, the number of senses involved in your visualization. That's what makes the difference. Good work. Take a few minutes and do your envisioning for yourself and the world. And let's send, whilst we're in this magical state, let's send a pink light all over the world, especially in the hot spots of the world, the places that are reflecting to us their need to come out of the dominance, the economic dominance that's been going on in the world, how they're overthrowing some of those systems, and send some pink light so it can be done in harmony and in respect for all people, and that we can heal all people on the planet with our consciousness. And that makes me buzz as we send this pink light all over the earth, helping adjust the atmosphere, both within our minds and hearts, and around the planet. Good, now come on back into center and see if your tetrahedron is still spinning. Okay. Goodbye, I'll see you next week. We went over time and I didn't realize that. So much love to you all. This is Veronica Entwistle saying see you next Tuesday at 4 p.m. West Coast time. Thank you for listening.